few hours later, get a sleep in? Does it change the way you feel at all?
Definitely still thinking about it a lot. Still a little bit in shock. I'm sure at some point it'll kick in that next year I don't get to come back. But no, I think it hurts. It still sucks. So,
do you allow yourself to think about 5 years playing with the Blades in Saskatoon after coming over from Central Alberta?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you said, I've been here for 5 years. I've loved every second of it. I'm so fortunate to have spent it all with the Blades. I truly believe it is the best place to play in the WHL, the way we're treated and the things that the owners and the coaches do for us. It's been amazing.
I think you had something like 85,000 people attend 9 home playoff games this year. That's almost 10,000 a game. Last night was 13,000. Just the atmosphere here, what's that like as far as, what can you compare it to?
It was crazy. Last night especially, the crowd was unbelievable. The support from the city is unbelievable. We could feel it throughout the three series. The city had our back, and it was awesome. So it was an experience I'll never forget.
Can you take some pride in the idea that Blades hockey is sexy again to go to in Saskatoon?
Yeah, I hope I had a little bit part of that. We had a good team this year, and I think that definitely gets people on the bandwagon. So it's awesome to see.
Charlie, just you talked, you know, came in here 5 years ago. Now you're at the other end, going out that 5 years. You obviously learned from people when you came into this league, and what are some of those lessons that this year especially you were hoping to maybe pass on to the next generation of Blades? You know, the guys like the Hudson Kibbleways, the Tazdads, what's some of the stuff you wanted to leave them with?
I think just see the kind of work that this league takes and how fun it can be when you work hard and everyone's working together. Having a group work towards a common goal is something really special, and we were able to achieve a couple of our goals this year, and obviously missed out on a couple as well. But the group that we had in the room was truly special, and I think really when it comes down to it, it's the people that you're always going to remember, and the guys that I'm going to have at my wedding, and the other guys' weddings I'm going to go to. So I think just the guys and enjoying every day.
Are there pending nuptials? What's going on here?
It was just that special of a group.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Charlie, you mentioned how close and tight-knit the group was, especially with the emotions of last night's, you know, you guys coming so close to the finals. How was this group able to lean on each other in a moment like that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it didn't go our way, but in between the third period and overtime in that intermission, we're like, this is our game. Like, let's do it together. We're going to go out and we're going to win this game together. Everyone really could feel it after the second and third periods we have. I thought we dominated for the most part, and a bad bounce and off another skate and in, and it's really unfortunate when the group really believes in it, but you know, that's sports, and sometimes you don't get the bounces.